KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Atlantic Collision Center at 108 Cedar Street. Let Doug Town help you today at Atlantic Collision Center.
Driving in my car, beep, beep, obeying the law, sure is neat. Hope no one wrecks into me. Oh, wait a minute, here comes a car. It's my lucky day. Plenty of time to get out of his way.
But in real life, it happens this fast.
Driving in my car, beep.
Atlantic Collision Center, 108 Cedar Street in Atlantic, 243-7757. You could take your vehicle somewhere else, but you've already had one accident.
Let's check some of the local high school results from last night first. Lots of high school sports. In high school track last night, Griswold hosting the Tiger Girls Invitational. In the Class A team scoring, it was Griswold winning the meet with 188 points. Fremont Mills with a 145 total to runner-up. Sydney was third with a 101 total. Essex, Adair Casey, Nishnabotna, Heartland Christian, and South Page round out the rest of the field. In the Class 2A team scoring last night at Griswold, it was Harlan winning with 201 points. Kemper Catholic with 105 the runner-up. Underwood had 87 for third. Southwest Valley, Riverside, Red Oak, and AHST Walnut round out the rest of the field. At the Carroll Girls Invitational last night, it was Greene County winning with 155 points. Carroll was runner-up with 135. Maple Valley had 92 for third place. Audubon was fourth with 90 points. Woodward Granger, IKM Manning, and Perry round out the field. At the Mustang Relays at Shenandoah last night, it was Glenwood winning with 168 points. Clarinda with 87 points, the runner-up. Shenandoah with 81 points, third. East Mills was fourth with 65. The Griswold boys with 62 points were fifth. Red Oak, Fremont Mills, Nishnabotna, Sydney, Southwest Valley, South Page, Lennox, and Bedford round out the rest of the field. At the Cyclone Boys Invitational last night in Harlan, it was Harlan winning with 101 points. Lewis Central with 81 points, the runner-up. St. Albert was third with 68. Thomas Jefferson fourth with 62 points. Atlantic had 55 points for fifth place. Otebolt Arthur, BCIG, Underwood, Denison, Abraham Lincoln, and Kemper Catholic are the rest of the field. At the Spartan Girls Invitational at West Monona, it was Otebolt Arthur, BCIG, winning with 151.25 points. Woodbine was second with 80 points. KPWCG was third with 67. Missouri Valley was fourth with 56 points. Sergeant Bluff Luton, Logan Magnolia, Westwood, Charter Oak Ute, River Valley, Galen Catholic, West Harrison, Bowyer Valley, Whiting, and West Monona round out the rest of the field there. At the Lewis Central Girls Track Invitational last night, it was Omaha Marion winning with 184 points. Trainer, the runner-up, with 124.5. Shenandoah was third with 107 points. Tri-Center with 97, placing fourth. Thomas Jefferson, Lewis Central, Abe Lincoln, St. Albert, and East Mills round out the rest of the girls' field at Lewis Central last night. In high school girls golf last night, it was Atlantic defeating Glenwood 184-289 in a Hawkeye 10 duel. Brooke Fletcher of Atlantic was medalist, shooting the low round of 42. Aaron Olson of Atlantic was runner-up, shooting a 44. Tri-Center beat Griswold 221-229 last night as Hattie Dahlke of Griswold was the medalist with a 44. Kara Johnson of Tri-Center shot 52. She was runner-up. In boys golf last night, Harlan, a winner, and a triangular with 162. Kemper Catholic had 186 and Lewis Central 196 strokes. Ross Martins of Harlan was the medalist with a 37. Also, Creston won a triangular in boys golf with a 150. Winterset with 171 and Clark with a 188. Carson Whittington of Creston OM was medalist with the low round of 34. Also in boys golf last night, the Shenandoah Boys Golf Invitational saw Atlantic win the large school division. The Trojans shot the low round of 309. Shenandoah was runner-up with 320. Denison with 329 was third. Maryville, Glenwood, Clarinda, and Red Oak round out the seven teams in the large school field. The small school field had Nottoway Valley winning with 334. East Mills with 354, the runner-up. Southwest Valley, Tarkio, and Southwest Iowa, the rest of the field. The overall top 10, Evan Schuler of Atlantic had the low round. He was medalist. He shot 67 yesterday to beat Kobe Rhodes of Glenwood, who was the runner-up with a 74. Also in the top 10, Delson Grantham of Nottoway Valley was fifth, shooting a 77. Atlantic Sam Reno placing seventh with a 79. Also, Cooper Zablocki of Atlantic placed 10th with an 81. Southwest Valley also had Evan Baldwin in at 79. That was good for 8th place in that meet yesterday. In boys tennis yesterday, it was Glenwood downing Atlantic 6-3, Red Oak over Audubon 7-2, Lewis Central beat Harlan 8-1, Denison over Sioux City East 7-2. In girls tennis, it was Glenwood over Atlantic 7-2. Shenandoah beats St. Albert 9-0. Clarinda over Southwest Valley 9-0. Lewis Central beating Harlan 8-1. In soccer last night, in boys' action, Riverside over AHST Walnut 4-1. Nottoway Valley beat Clarinda Academy 3-0. Creston over Underwood in double overtime 4-3. Sioux City North beat Abraham Lincoln 5-0. Sioux City West over Denison 5-1. Also in girls' soccer last night, it was Underwood defeating Nottoway Valley West Central Valley Adair Casey in overtime by a score of 3-2. Glenwood beat Denison 10-0. Kemper Catholic over Creston 1-0. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Atlanta Collision Center is expanding, and they're currently looking for an experienced full-time auto body technician to join their team. If you are self-motivated, dependable, and looking for a competitive wage, Atlanta Collision Center is looking for you. Stop by Atlanta Collision Center at 108 Cedar for an application, or call Doug at 243-7757. That's Atlanta Collision Center. Come join their team.
In Major League Baseball yesterday, Shelby Miller struck out 7 and allowed 3 hits over 6 innings, and Mark Ellis had a couple of RBIs in his return from the disabled list to lead the St. Louis Cardinals to a 6-1 win over the Milwaukee Brewers. Matt Holliday and Johnny Peralta each hit solo shots in the ninth off reliever Jim Henderson for the Cardinals, who handed Milwaukee its second straight loss after a 9-game winning streak. Miller routinely fired fastballs clocked into the mid-90s past hitters before turning the game over to the bullpen in the seventh. Only Aramis Ramirez managed to break through off of Miller, hitting a solo homer in the fourth. The Brewers have just one run and 6 hits over the first 2 games of that 3-game set with their National League Central rival. Elsewhere in the National League, Pittsburgh beat Cincinnati 8-7 as they concluded a suspended game. The regular game saw Cincinnati beat the Pirates 7-5. Miami beat Washington 11-2. The Mets over Arizona 9-0. Colorado 3-2 over San Diego. San Francisco beat L.A. in 12 innings 3-2. Atlanta at Philadelphia was rained out. Also yesterday, in American League play, rookie Yordano Ventura threw 7 solid innings for the first Major League win to lift the Kansas City Royals to a 4-2 win over the Houston Astros. Omar Infante homered and drove in 2 for the Royals. Ventura, an elite prospect with a 100-mile-per-hour fastball, allowed 4 hits and 1 earned run with 7 strikeouts in 7 innings, both career highs in just his 5th Major League start. Elsewhere in the AL, it was Texas over Seattle 5-0, the White Sox over Boston 2-1, Toronto beat Minnesota 9-3, Oakland outscored the LA Angels in 11 innings 10-9, Tampa Bay at Baltimore was rained out, so was Cleveland at Detroit. In interleague play, the Cubs at New York to play the Yankees rained out yesterday. They'll play 2 today in the Bronx. Well, the St. Louis Cardinals activated Mark Ellis from the 15-day disabled list after he missed the first 13 games of the season with left knee tendonitis. Light-hitting shortstop Pete Cosma was optioned to AAA to make room for Ellis on the 25-man roster. Elsewhere, Rays left-hander Matt Moore will miss the remainder of the season after opting to have elbow ligament replacement surgery. Dr. James Andrews is to operate next week on the 24-year-old pitcher who made the AL All-Star team last year. The Red Sox second baseman Dustin Pedroia had a cortisone injection in his left wrist and hopes to return to Boston's starting lineup tomorrow night. The AL MVP was injured April 4th when Milwaukee's Carlos Gomez broke up a double play at second base in the ninth inning. Well, the head of baseball's internet company, which houses the office, which controls the instant replay system, says the system is working. Bob Bowman says calls by umpires on the field have been confirmed in 33 of 89 challenges and overturned in 30 of them. For 25 others, calls stood because of a lack of clear and convincing evidence. In one instance, umpires asked for a video review to check the ball strike count. Bowman said he knows the system has arrived because ESPN is already criticizing us, and it must be great to be perfect the way ESPN is. An ESPN spokesman declined to comment on that. Commissioner Bud Selig goes further, saying the system has been remarkable. He wouldn't say whether Major League Baseball would make any adjustments during this initial season. Well, the Syracuse men's basketball team is losing another player as sophomore forward Jeremy Grant is entering the NBA draft. Freshman point guard Tyler Ennis announced last month he was entering the draft. The 6'8" Grant started 20 of 32 games for the Orange this season, averaging over 12 points and a team-leading 6.8 rebounds. Michigan sophomores Nick Stauskas and Glenn Robinson III have decided to enter the NBA draft. The Wolverines lost Trey Burke and Tim Hardaway to the NBA last year as underclassmen, but they retooled well enough to win the Big Ten title and advance to an NCAA tournament regional final. Good news for Michigan State fans. The Spartans' 6'5" junior forward Brendan Dawson, who scored a career-best 26 in an NCAA tourney victory over Harvard, says he will return for Tom Izzo's club for his senior campaign. Starting guard Royce Woolridge and reserve center James Hunter have left the Washington State basketball program, while recruit Jermaine Morgan has been released from his letter of intent. New coach Ernie Kent says Woolridge wants to play his final season of college basketball closer to his family in Arizona. California has hired Tennessee's Konzo Martin as its new basketball coach. He replaces Mike Montgomery, who retired last month after six seasons in Berkeley. Martin went 63-41 in three seasons at Tennessee, including a 24-13 mark and an appearance in the regional semifinals of the NCAA tournament this season. And former UNLV coach Jerry Tarkanian is up and moving around at a Las Vegas hospital and could go home this weekend after suffering a heart attack and contracting pneumonia. Tarkanian's son-in-law said Tuesday that the 83-year-old Tarkanian was feeling better and has been walking around Valley Hospital. Doctors determined that Tarkanian did have a heart attack. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Collision Center at 108 Cedar Street. Let Doug Town help you today at Atlantic Collision Center. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.